like to thank all the KBOO listeners and supporters, because you are the people that make all this possible. This is your radio station, and we are trying to keep it that way. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
This is KBOO Portland. It's a 9:59. Stay tuned for Flashpoints. Today we're going to take a look at the ongoing protests at the Olympics, also the possible use of Pokemon Go by the CIA and NSA. Also, a look at the history of third parties in the United States and what the Green Party sees as a smear campaign against their presidential candidate, Jill Stein. At 11 o'clock on the Dirtbag, guest host Gene Bradley interviews Bob Hatton, program director of the Fruit Tree Project here in Portland, and Weston Miller, OSU Extension Service horticulturalist. Stay tuned for all of that coming up after one little announcement.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Rock the Block Matt Dishman Community Center Block Party and Appreciation Event, Saturday, August 13th at the Matt Dishman Community Center in Portland. Activities include crafts, a rock climbing wall, inflatables, a dance party, and resource table from local agencies and businesses. Again, that's the Matt Dishman Community Center Block Party and Appreciation Event, Saturday, August 13th. At the Matt Dishman Community Center, 77 Northeast Knott Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Today on Flashpoints, we take a closer look at the ongoing protests against the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil. Then we talk with a tech expert about the possible use of Pokemon Go by the CIA and the NSA. Next, we speak with an expert on the history of third parties in the U.S. And finally, we address what many in the Green Party see as a smear campaign against their presidential candidate, Jill Stein. I'm Kevin Pina, filling in for Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And now we turn our attention to Rio, Brazil, where the 2016 Olympics recently opened. What a lot of people don't know is during that opening ceremony and continuing up to this day, there have been thousands of protesters in the streets. They've been protesting everything from the fact that these Olympics are costing their government a lot of money in a country that is so poor, but at the same time, there's also still political strife over the attempt to remove Dilma Rousseff from the presidency. Now joining me is Maria Lúcia Mendonça. She is an activist who is very current and up to date with what's going on in Brazil. Maria, welcome back to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio.
Thank you very much.
So Maria, go ahead and fill us in. I think a lot of people in this country don't realize that while the ceremonies have been going on, while there's been this whole media hype behind the Olympics, that behind the scenes, there have been these massive continuing protests.
Yes, exactly. People in Brazil were protesting against the interim government of Michel Temer, who is supposed to be a temporary government while the Brazilian Senate is deciding about the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. But the interim government is acting as if it just won elections and is making structural changes, dismantling social programs, cutting investments in housing, education, healthcare. So Brazilians are protesting inside the Olympic Games in the stadiums, and even people just wearing T-shirts now are being repressed, are suffering repression to protest against the interim government. And so there is the trial for the impeachment of President Dilma is just going on right now. So it's important that people would pay attention to that, because that would decide the future of the Brazilian democracy in Brazil. Because what we see now is a parliamentary coup against an elected president, Dilma Rousseff, that was reelected in 2014.
And that is the voice of our guest, Maria Luisa Mendoza. She is a director of the Brazil's Network for Social Justice and Human Rights. She's also a professor in the International Relations Department at the University of Rio de Janeiro. And she's the editor of the book, Human Rights in Brazil. Well, Maria, let's just back up a little bit and let's remind our listeners why there have been these impeachment proceedings that have gotten this far against Dilma Rousseff.
Yes, the first vote was in the lower house, was in April, and it was a ridiculous situation. The people in support of the impeachment voted in the name of God, in the name of their families. So the majority of Congress members in favor of the impeachment actually are being accused of corruption. And at the same time, President Dilma is not being charged for any corruption charges. So the main reason for the impeachment is to try to stop investigations of corruption, because Dilma gave more autonomy to the federal police to investigate corruption. So the main reasons for the impeachment are to stop investigations of corruption and also to implement a right-wing agenda of structural adjustment, austerity measures, cuts in social programs that was rejected by voters in the presidential elections in 2014, and also have been rejected since 2002 when the Workers' Party was elected for the first time. So now, you know, the interim government is acting as if it was just elected and is implementing austerity measures that are very unpopular in Brazil.
Well, Maria, I'm also wondering, you know, there was the so-called car wash scandal, which involved Petrobras. And haven't there been high officials linked to the Workers' Party, to Lula da Silva's party, who have actually been also caught up in that scandal and in that corruption scandal?
Well, most of the politicians charged with corruption in that investigation are not from the Workers' Party. Dilma herself is not charged with any corruption charges. And in fact, people from the opposition party who are now in power are the ones who are the main targets of those investigations. So the interim government appointed a new cabinet, and a third of the ministers, of the current interim minister, are now facing charges of corruption. Three ministers already had to resign because of that just in a couple of months. Temer himself, who is the interim president, cannot run for re-election because he committed fraud in his election campaign. So he's already charged with corruption. And just in the last few days, the foreign ministry, José Serra, who just met with John Kerry, by the way, there was also news that he received millions of dollars in bribes. So, you know, the current people who are in power right now are the ones who are facing the most serious accusations of corruption.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought that José Disso, who was Lula's chief of staff between 2003, was also arrested in August on charges related to Petrobras.
Yes, they were arrested in the beginning of the investigations. Some people connected to the Workers' Party. But if you look at the main figures, the main political figures, political leaders in the country that are now facing charges are not from the Workers' Party. Dilma herself is not being investigated, and the charges against Lula are very weak. He's not charged in the car wash investigation. The accusations against him are connected to some kind of remodeling of an apartment that it was not even his apartment. So what happens usually is that the mainstream media in Brazil is very conservative and usually gives much more attention to the allegations against the Workers' Party and tries to hide the accusations against the most conservative politicians. I'm not saying that the Workers' Party is not responsible for some of those charges, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that we agree with all the policies of the Workers' Party, but in this case, it's not about defending one political party. It's about defending democracy in Brazil, because you cannot impeach a president with no charges. Brazil is a presidential system. It's not a parliamentary system. So we can only impeach a president if you actually have a concrete reason to do so. And that's not nothing against Dilma that has legal basis for the impeachment. Brazil is a very unequal country. There is a lot of social and economic inequality. And what is happening recently is that a lot of the funding for the Olympics went towards security, which means repression against protests. And the state government of Rio, which is the same government of the interim president, Michel Temer, declared a state of emergency of collapse in social services. So all the funding for healthcare and for education in Rio is suspended. So in order to pay basically for security and infrastructure for the Olympics, and when the games are over, very little is going to benefit the people of Rio. The state university is being closed for over 4 months now. There is no funding for public education, no funding for healthcare, no improvement in public transportation, in housing. So this is a very important issue. But the interim government, instead of dealing with this, which is the main concern of Brazilians now, is moving forward on austerity measures and promoting cuts in social programs in education, healthcare, housing, and the creation of jobs. And that is going to make the situation, the economic crisis, and the instability and the inequality even worse.
So what can we expect here in the short term? Do you see this move to impeach Dilma Rousseff, a democratically elected president in Brazil, being turned back? Or do you see the other parties, such as Temer's party, getting away with this? What can we expect in the near future here?
I think the support from the international community will be very important. The role of the United States government is key. We saw what happened in Honduras and in Paraguay. So we just had the release of a statement by Bernie Sanders condemning the impeachment process and defending democracy in Brazil. Also, 43 members of Congress from the Democratic Party sent a letter to John Kerry asking the U.S. government not to send any signs of support for the interim government. So the position of the United States government and the U.S. society calling the Obama administration to do the right thing in this case and not support the coup in Brazil would be very important, because the situation inside the country is very tense. The media in Brazil is controlled by large corporations that are very conservative. It's almost as if all the mainstream media were like Fox News. So that is not much diversity for public opinion in the country. And most of the senators already made their decisions. They are not even talking about the reason for the impeachment. And so the main idea is to take power as if there were elections in the country. So that's very dangerous, because that process can undermine democracy in Brazil. And we saw what happened in the 60s. We had over 2 decades of a military dictatorship. So it's very important to stop this parliamentary coup, because it will be a very dangerous precedent for the whole region.
And Maria, where can we go to learn more information about what's going on in Brazil, particularly your organization?
Yeah, my organization is very easy. The website is www.social.org.br for Brazil. And also for current information, you can look at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
You were trying to say www, is that it? Leave out the www and just say the other part, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And Maria, where can we go to learn more information about your organization and about this issue?
Yes, my organization website is just social.org.br for Brazil. And also you can look at the Center for Economic and Policy Research for current information.
Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, that's the voice of our guest, Maria Luiza Mendoza. She's a director of Brazil's Network for Social Justice and Human Rights. We've been discussing the protests surrounding the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks for joining us today, Maria.
Thank you very much.
And now let's go ahead and take a short break. And when we return, we're going to be talking about Pokemon Go. There have been some recent tragedies surrounding the use of Pokemon Go, but there's also some fears now that the CIA and the NSA may be able to use it as a surveillance tool. Stay tuned. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, you know, there's been a lot said about the dangers of playing Pokemon Go. Most recently here in San Francisco, no laughing matter, a young man was shot and killed while he was playing Pokemon Go in San Francisco at about 10 o'clock at night. It was a